So no word back on a...
This week?
Is when I, whatever I have to next.
So Julius MRI or...
Yeah, all the testing's been negative to date, so no real specific updates.
How do you got practice the next 2 days? Is this just sort of a self-scouting week leading up to the bye?
Yeah, what happens is we gave the players the day off other than, you know, treatment and, you know, with the medical people. We'll take and look at the coaching staff right now. Obviously, we cleaned up the game. We also had to clean up our Oakland game, which was on a short week when we played them, that we hadn't graded that. So we cleaned all that up. And then the rest of the day, the coaching staff will go over, you know, self-scout things, areas to improve, you know, do some film study. And we'll go Broncos versus Broncos the next 2 days, so it won't be scouted reps versus an opponent. So just work on some areas that we need to improve at. Look at some younger guys, hold out some guys that are a little sore or somewhat injured. You know, typical bye week, and that's what we've done here in the past, and we'll do this time. Then, you know, by league rule or CBA, they have off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll also give the coaching staff that time away as well. Get recharged and get ready for the second half of the season.
You guys have reached the halfway point. As you take a step back and evaluate where this team is, have they met expectations, maybe exceeded them?
You know, it's again hard to measure halfway. I mean, we're second place in our division. You know, obviously, you know, we have one blemish on our record, and you know, it's what we're going to do with it moving forward. You know, it doesn't end today, and we're in good shape as far as where our record is at this point. And, you know, the next date will be very critical, especially when, you know, we've got a bunch of division games moving forward as well as conference games. So they're all important. And, you know, like I said, we're halfway. We're pleased. Are we satisfied? No.
How encouraging was it for you to see what the secondary did last night after they've struggled kind of recently?
Well, I think, you know, we haven't really been whole, you know, the whole season defensively. I think, you know, our guys have hung in there, continued to work hard. You know, I think, you know, before yesterday, you know, I felt we were very much more capable of what we had put on tape up to that point. And, you know, they responded. We challenged them hard and coached them hard. They practiced hard. And, you know, I think they saw the fruits of that yesterday.
Was it more adjustments or execution in the second half?
Probably a little of both. I mean, you know, you're always adjusting. You know, every series, you know, we get together, whether it's offense, defense, or the kicking game. You know, we made a couple of errors. I mean, we turned the ball over four times, and fortunately, we were able to take it away five times. But that hurt at that 21-7 mark. And then, you know, guys hung in there. I mean, one thing I can say is, you know, we've fallen behind twice, you know, in first eight games, one at Dallas and one yesterday here. You know, our guys just, you know, keep grinding and just try to keep moving. Nobody panics, nobody blinks, and, you know, you just try to execute better.
John, will you hold Peyton out with two practices?
You know, I don't want to say now because I might change my mind. So, I mean, we'll definitely look at everybody that's sore and, you know, he's not going to get a whole lot of reps the next 2 days. I'll put it that way.
Do you have any thoughts on the play where Duke got hurt? Did you think he was down? Did you take that in?
I mean, I thought a lot of things, but really, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, I tried to even get to look at it again, but, you know, it's just one of those things. It's judgment, and, you know, you go with what they call.
Coach, when was the last time you've seen a quarterback get called for holding? Peyton said he didn't even realize that was a rule.
You know, it's it was actually a good play on his part. You know, that guy could have scooped and scored, and we would, you know, take that holding penalty.
What did you think of C.J. Anderson's debut? Maybe
you
have to maybe get another shot?
You know, again, I don't know. Well, you know, we're kind of day-to-day. During the bye week, we won't be rushing for any kind of, you know, game day activation. So, you know, it doesn't do any good to talk about that at this point. But I thought he did good. I thought it was looked like a first game. Wasn't too big for him. You know, I thought he did some good things on offense, and he did some good things in the kicking game. So I thought it was a good first game.
Coach, when Adam and Peyton can rely on Noshon, the passing game the way they did yesterday, mm-hmm. how much more does that open up as an additional threat that way too?
Well, I think, you know, if you're referring to the screen pass and, you know, he set it up, that we was well executed. Our line did a terrific job, timed up good. He set the blocks pretty well. And, you know, he's done a good job with that all season, whether it'd been, you know, off a pass or a run. But anytime you get into a passing mode, you're doing things to try to slow down the rush and draws and screens and those types of plays are, you know, something that helps, you know, as far as moving the football. And, you know, I think, you know, Nojan's done a terrific job in the first half of the season.
Did you think that was the best your defense has played this season?
Yeah, without a doubt.
What do you think was different yesterday?
You know, like I said, I mean, we've gotten more whole, number one. You know, and then I think, you know, for whatever reason, you know, we hadn't executed as well up to that point. And I think we've got some real high-character guys in there, and, you know, they just basically decided they were going to get it right. And that is as right as we've been up to this point.
Coach, how comforting is it to have that depth at the tight end position? So if you lose a Julius, you're fine because you got Joel Dreese and Jacob Tammy and Green?
Well, you do your best, you know, and our guys upstairs do a terrific job on the personnel side. And, you know, I think we've got depth at that position of guys that can execute our offense well. So you're always trying to build that throughout your football team. I mean, we've had a lot of injuries in the O-line. You know, yesterday you mentioned about the tight end position. You know, we've had injuries in our secondary the whole season. So, you know, Wesley Woodyard's been out 2 straight weeks, you know, prior to the game yesterday. You know, so you guys got to step up. It's next man up, and, you know, no different yesterday with the tight end position.
Your division schedule's really going to pick up right after the bye. What do you make of the AFC West here at the midpoint in the season?
Well, that's why, you know, the same way I'd probably answer, you know, at the beginning of the season, what do you think of your schedule? And, you know, you just never know. Year to year, divisions change, conferences change, teams change. You know, I'd say, you know, just most fans would probably say that what kind of looked like maybe one of the weaker divisions in the AFC now looks like one of the more strong divisions. So, you know, I think, you know, everybody in the division is playing well, and that's kind of what I think.
Is that kind of the carrot that you dangle for these guys behavior during the bye week workout or whatever? Because San Diego, Kansas City, right off the bat when you come back, I mean, those are pretty.
Well, I think it's a good thing. You know, I mean, I think our guys are looking forward to those games. So I don't know about dangling carrots. I mean, I think they get it. You know, obviously division games are very important and in some ways even, you know, more important as far as trying to win your division. So, you know, we still have half the race. We got 5 division games remaining, but, you know, we got 8 total games and we'll see where it gets us. Yeah, we look at all of it. You know, again, it's you know, you overcome a lot of different things. I can honestly say I don't agree with all the penalties, but but it doesn't really matter. You know, they're there, and we'll do our best to, you know, to coach out of that and give ourselves a chance.
What percentage do you
get? Can't say. I mean, I looked at the tape, and, you know, sometimes those guys back there maybe are a little more athletic than the guys chasing them. But we just got to do a better job of avoiding any sort of contact.
Vaughn appeared to have some sort of miscommunication with his court date this morning. Given everything that he's kind of been through, are you surprised that that happened?
No, I mean, he's just, you know, going on his attorney's advice, and he was all good to go. He did everything right on his part. You know, he was just going on his attorney's advice.
Back to the penalties. A penalty like Malik, can you tolerate that based on the time of the game and him sticking up for his guy more so than other penalties at earlier times in the game, maybe?
I don't recall the penalty you're referring to.
He had a personal foul for – was it right after Duke got hurt? Yeah. And he pushed the DB that was hovering over him, right?
No, I think that was on Raheem's interception. Yeah. You know, again, there's aggressive penalties and there's dumb penalties. That's more of an aggressive penalty.
What's the most critical thing that a healthy Wesley Woodyard brings to your
Well, first of all, he's a really good football player, and you know, I think he's, you know, was voted team captain by his peers or his teammates. You know, so anytime, you know, he's not in the lineup, you know, you're adjusting. So I mean, it's just, we're just really pleased to have him back. Yeah, I don't get into those grades. You know, the players see him, the coaches give him. But, you know, I thought he was much better this week than he was last week.
Thank you.